Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Wow. Okay, yes. Nope. Is an absolute uncategorical yes. Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because this latest juicy morsel from Jordan Peele is much better digested slow. So, what's the story? Well, Daniel Kaluuya is Otis O.J. Jr. Hayward, son to a horse trainer father who is felled by random falling airplane debris. Or was he? Emerald, as played by Kiki Palmer, only complicates OJ's life. Chalk and cheese to OJ, she's really the family dreamer who is drunk on stardust, whereas the more dour OJ is struggling to keep family's horse wrangling business going. However, when both brother and sister notice a UFO-like entity strafing their destitute farm, then they sense a potential payday in the offing. If only they can get that Oprah shot that proves the UFO's existence. But this is a Jordan Peele movie, and so things are never really going to be that transparent. And whilst the setup might all sound a bit like a comic caper, no, it isn't. In a film beset with power outages and voluminous sounds that go bump in the daylight, it's fair to say that Nope is a horror-tinged sci-fi drama that overflows with atmosphere from its very first arched eyebrow. Chiefly responsible for most of these is Daniel Kaluuya. Back again with Get Out director Jordan Peele, his OJ truly has roots of responsibility growing out of his feet, and Kaluuya's turn keeps the film brilliantly grounded. Kiki Palmer is also fantastically combustible as Emerald, and yet Nope still finds space for Steven Yeun to be a traumatized child star finding solace in being a cowboy. And also, one of my personal favorite actors, Michael Wincott, gets to growl through the last act with a sandpapered voice that would really put Sam Elliott to shame. Saying all this, what can you expect? Well, you can expect jump scares aplenty as Jordan Peele broadens his palette further inside a movie that feels like Close Encounters of the Third Kind as directed by Lars von Trier. It's kind of like impish and unapologetic for being deliberately mysterious. This is a sci-fi drama that never leans too hard into its horrific overtones. Sure, there's tiny bits of gore here and there, but it only strays into sinew when it really needs to. If anything, Nope feels like a substantial upgrade to Us, which took the rabbit out of the bag far too early. With a terrific score and sound design by Michael Abels that subtly gets you to paint in its voids, Hoyte van Hoytema's cinematography also rounds things out with visuals that become increasingly epic as we get towards the end. So there you go. If you fancy watching a film where, nope, for the most part, none of its characters make any dumb horror movie decisions, and yet are still forced into making difficult, engaging choices, then nope, there really isn't anything close to being this good this summer or any other summer that I can remember. Should you wait for it until it comes out on streaming? Nope, it's definitely worth it.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.